on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Hump Day Wednesday, June 25th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Flashing lights. Slow down under Senate's move over law reform. Yesterday, the Senate passed Senate Bill 216, sponsored by Senator Sean McCann of Kalamazoo, a Democrat, and Senate Bill 217, sponsored by Republican Senator Thomas Elbert. Both bills require caution when passing emergency vehicles and sets up new fines and fees for motorists who hit bicyclists, roller skaters, pedestrians, and equestrians, people riding horses. The Senate yesterday passed updates to the Michigan move-over traffic laws for motorists who encountered pulled-over emergency vehicles with flashing or rotating lights, creating a new $750 civil fine for not slowing down. Under the legislation, a motorist who hits a vulnerable roadway user, quote unquote, that's the terminology, the wording they actually put into the bills, causing a serious injury that requires hospital treatment or care from a rehabilitation facility will now face a $5,000 five-year felony. In the event it causes death of a vulnerable roadway user, the driver will face $7,500 fine and a 10-year felony. As for passing emergency vehicles with active lights, like rear or front warning lights flashing red, blue, or white lights without, quote, due caution and care, a motorist can be charged a $750 civil fine. Elbert, the Republican sponsor, said this legislation includes a simplified and more comprehensive move-over law to better protect everyone. The state's move-over law should apply any time to any vehicle that's pulled over with its lights flashing. I believe we need better enforcement of the move-over law. Well, while speaking on the Senate floor, Republican Senator Elbert described how his involvement in the bills issues came up from a meeting with a family of Kagan Spencer. Spencer was a 25-year-old tow truck driver who died after being struck by a vehicle in November of 2023. The incident occurred in Kent County. According to Michigan State Police, Spencer pulled over when on the job as a tow truck driver and tried to rescue a dog running loose on M6 freeway. There have been many other tragic incidents across our state involving those at greater risk on the road, including law enforcement, bicyclists, pedestrians, and people that are just pulled over trying to change a tire. We'll wrap up this story on the other side. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Going to wrap up this story and then get to your text messages. Some comments that have come in throughout the show so far this morning. Well, on this move over law, the reform, Senator Albert went on to say that the Spencer family deserves a great deal of credit and thanks for raising awareness about the need to change the laws regarding traffic safety. Albert also said no piece of legislation is going to magically make Michigan roads perfectly safe. But this vote today is an important step in the right direction. There have been multiple efforts in Lansing to ramp up the state's penalties for drivers hitting cyclists and pedestrians. Going all the way back to June 2016 incident where 9 cyclists were hit by a pickup truck in the Kalamazoo area. 5 of them were killed, 4 were injured. So they started this process back in September of 2016 under then-Governor Rick Snyder. Whether it's walking to a friend's house, cycling out on rural roads, or crossing the street in a wheelchair, everyone deserves to use our roads to get where they need to go and to be safe and sound, McCann said, the Democrat, in a press release. By increasing accountability for drivers to share the roads with all who navigate them, we can prevent needless tragedies from occurring and ultimately saving lives. Well, some of the senators voted against these bills. Senator John Bumstead, Senator John DeMuse, Senator Michelle Hidanga, Senator Jonathan Lindsay, and Lana Tice voted against Senate Bill 216. Senators Bellino, as well as Bumstead, DeMuse, and Hidanga, and Lindsay, and Tice joined in voting against Senate Bill 217, which places new sentencing guidelines in Michigan's Code of Criminal Procedure. Well, I'd be curious to know why they voted against it. So, John DeMuse, you're on the list. Give me a call and I'll have you on the show and you can explain your no vote. You know, the biggest problem I have, is with these bicycles. These people put on a helmet, maybe they put some lights on their bike, and all of a sudden they think they have the same rights as a motorcycle. I was in Traverse City yesterday. Vicky had a follow-up doctor's appointment. I had a business meeting in Traverse City. Elderly, I'm going to say probably in their 60s, man and woman, same helmets, same bikes, riding right down the middle of the road like a motorcycle or like a car. Not riding on the shoulder over in the bicycle lane, riding right down the middle of the road. I'm like, okay, this is getting out of hand. And the thing that really ticked me off about the whole thing, there was a perfectly good concrete sidewalk. Remember the days when we used to ride our bikes on the sidewalks? Well, bicyclists don't do that anymore. They put a helmet on because they're riding so fast and they don't dare run over pedestrians walking on a sidewalk. Maybe somebody pushing a baby stroller. Nope, they're going to ride in the road. And they're not going to ride on the shoulder. They're not going to ride in the bicycle lane. They're going to ride right down the middle of the road. Well, now, potentially motorists, if you hit one of these bicyclists, you're looking at a felony. Depending on whether they just get hurt or whether they die. It's either 5 years or 10 years in prison. I'm sorry. I don't have a problem riding a bike. You want to ride a bike? Ride a bike. You want to wear a helmet? Wear a helmet. But that does not give you privilege to ride in the middle of the road. Sorry. Get on the shoulder or get on the sidewalk. That's my position. What do you guys think? Now, I'm going to get to a couple of text messages. Economic Development Corporation. All of these various economic funds that the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, has created since she's been governor. Well, Russell texted me and said, we'd like to know how much money of those dollars went into the governor's pocket. I don't think it was necessarily directly into her own personal pocket. But what I do know, if you look at a lot of these campaign finance reports, a lot of these dollars went into Democrat campaign election accounts. That's why I called it money laundering. They grant a corporation, a business, who happens to be their friends. And then the money comes back in the form of donations. Downstate, Bay City, John and Julie, how many more millions of our taxpayer dollars for all these stupid roundabouts that are going in everywhere on our roads? Massive waste of money. Well, they say it's better to put in those roundabouts than a traffic light. Keeps the traffic moving. You just have to slow down, navigate the roundabout to get through the intersection. I don't like them either, but they claim, according to Michigan Department of Transportation, certain studies, they're actually better than a traffic light at a lot less cost overall when you factor in people having to come to a complete stop, sit there during a red light, idling gasoline, and additional cost of the light maintenance itself. Whatever, not going to debate that. What we're looking at here is basically no common sense in state government. Craig says the Senate is going to vote on the anti-freedom gun bills in Lansing today. I have not seen that on the agenda. What Senate bills are you talking about? Greg, text me the Senate bill numbers. I'll look them up. But the bottom line, this is the kind of stuff that they're spending time on right now. Here we are at the end of June, and we're reforming the move over, slow down laws on our roads. Got it. I'm going to get into this story real quick. Yeah, I got enough time. Home Builders Association of Michigan and the Michigan Manufactured Housing Association allege in their Court of Claims lawsuit that new codes imposing energy efficiencies demands that exceed the Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs statutory authority and do not meet the legislature's cost-effective mandate. The harm to the public from the pending implementation of new codes is present today, as potential home buyers are being priced out of the market for new homes being built by the plaintiff's members because of added construction costs, alleges in the complaint filed by the law firms of Clark Hill and Cole Stoker and Toski. The lawsuits were filed Monday in the Court of Claims against Lara and its director, Marlon Brown. seek an order from the court stopping the department from implementing new rules that are scheduled to take effect August 29th. Well, in 2023, Lara began amending the Michigan Residential Code to replace the 2015 version with the 2021 International Residential Code. And HBAM opposed its adoption. Lara filed its rules set in January with a Joint Committee on Administrative Rules. And as a result, the rules were filed with the Secretary of State in May. Well, they filed the lawsuit challenging adoption of a rule set part five. Part five of the 2021 edition of the International Residential Code as Michigan's code. Under Michigan's code, energy efficiency standards are considered cost-effective if the economic benefits of the proposed energy efficiency standards requirements exceed a seven-year time period. So the bottom line, the plaintiffs argue that the Department of Energy's Office of Science has held a rule that doesn't meet Michigan's seven-year payback requirement. This lawsuit continues with a second part, Michigan Uniform Energy Code. Dealing with the 2021 International Code, specifically Rule Part 10. Plaintiffs complain that the legislature's 2012 amendments to the previous act which added a standard to continue to seek, quote, ever-improving cost-effective energy efficiencies, end quote, basically eliminated the Michigan Uniform Energy Code from its definition. As a result, the plaintiffs argue LARA lacks the statutory authority to amend the rule. Are you hearing this story, people? Bureaucratic agency with no experience in building, automatically adopting, amending, changing rules, forcing home builders to deal with it. As a result, they have to hire attorneys, file a lawsuit, and challenge the bureaucratic agency. HBAM represents home builders, developers, subcontractors, laborers, construction companies, suppliers, building trades people, and many more. All of these workers and companies being affected by unelected bureaucrats. Michigan is broken. It needs to be fixed. Bottom of the Hour News. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news.